action.
You better do it again.
I didn't hear the recorder. Just my beautiful introduction from the
Mike, you can say that for when I'm beatified, okay? Oh, thank you so much for coming this morning. As Mike said, I am Patty Monrovi, and I really, really appreciate all the people that came today, especially our Christ Child sisters who came, and our dear friends from St. Sebastian, and our good friends from the Yadnovka Club. So I'll give you all kinds of advertisements. If you are a Christ Child member, could you please wave so everybody knows? Look at these wonderful ladies that took time out on a Friday. How about that? As Mike said, I am the mother of three, wife of Kenny. I'm very honored to be a member of Christ Child for 33 years. At this time, I want to tell you, too, how humbling it is to be the president of Christ Child and representing our chapter of all kinds of different things. I'm going to put on our apron, since this is how people at our events and boutiques know that we are members of Christ Child. And I wanted to tell you that I remember the first time I put this apron on. It was when I was a provisional, which is what we call our members who want to become full-fledged members. And my sponsor was Pam Armin, a dear friend. And I got to work the punch bowl at the Red Wagon Boutique. And I was so excited, and I said, "You mean I get to wear the apron?" I'm just a provisional. She says, "Oh, yes, you do." So it still is, to this day, if we're working something and you put these on, it just, you know, it feels good to know that we're doing something wonderful. And the other thing is, usually we try not to go, you know, leave home without it, is our Christ Child pin. And usually I have mine on a chain, but it broke, so this is a good symbol, and I'll be talking about that to you. This Christ Child has been known to be called the best kept secret of the Akron area, and this is how I ended up speaking today. As a member of the First Friday Club of Akron, we were just trying to find good speakers that would bring in people to learn different aspects of our faith and how to live the faith. And someone on the board said, "Well, why don't you talk, Patty, about Christ Child?" Well, a couple people on the board, they're not here now, said, "What is Christ Child?" So I said, I better come and tell it all about Christ Child. Now today, since we do have so many members of our own Christ Child here, I hope some of the things, you might learn something different today, or you might feel compelled in your heart, say, "Hey, this is good. I am so glad I'm a member of Christ Child Society." I wanted to show you that we have a simple toy of childhood. This is our red wagon that brings joys to little ones. And I bet our students here might remember the days when maybe they went around in a wagon, or maybe their moms and dads pulled them in a wagon. I remember pulling my grands, can't pull them anymore. This is the symbol of our Christ Child Society. How did this little red wagon bring together a saintly young woman, and now over 6,000 members nationwide? And that's my story to tell you. The Christ Child Society does seem, at times, to seem like a well-kept secret. So what is Christ Child? I'm going to tell you about what it is and share with you what marvelous ways we reach our children in this community and how you can be part of this tremendous service. Picture our country right after the Civil War. Now, of course, some of us old people, you think we were living then, but we weren't. Mary Virginia Merrick was born in Washington, D.C., to a very wealthy family. She, along with her sisters, prayed for two things: for the conversion of their mother, who was an Episcopalian, and for a young brother. And both of the prayers were answered. 3 years later, Mary Virginia Merrick herself experienced a conversion of sorts and felt like Jesus was telling her that she needed to spend her life helping children. But at 13, while they were at their summer home in Ellicott City, Maryland, she fell from her playhouse. And from that point on, Mary Virginia Merrick was paralyzed, as you can see in the middle picture. Therefore, she felt like she was not going to be able to do her lifelong call from the Lord. She suffered constant pain and anguish. Can you imagine high school students having such an injury at your time of life and thinking, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? But Mary Virginia Merrick rallied herself, and because of that, we are here today. She said, I never doubted the love of the Father, but my spirit rebelled at the thought that I would be useless in his vineyard. She really wasn't useless, folks. Back to that red wagon. One day, when Mary Virginia Merrick was in her kitchen, she asked young Paul, who designated himself as her runner, what he wanted for Christmas. Paul's mother worked as a laundress for the family, and he quickly added that they weren't going to celebrate Christmas that year because his dad was out of work. So Mary Virginia Merrick was really touched. She explained that the Christ child was the giver of all good gifts and suggested that Paul write a letter to the Christ child and ask for his red wagon. Paul came back the next day with his hands full of letters, not just his, but his brothers and sisters and even friends. So Mary and her friends filled all of the children's requests, and each was given a tag that read, from the Christ child. And of course he did get his red wagon. The red wagon symbolizes one of the first gifts given to deserving children prior to the formal organization of the Christ Child in 1887. Thus, our symbol of giving to the needy was born. This precious symbol can be found across our chapters across the United States, celebrating many of our events, showers, parties, boutiques. That red wagon is there. There's a red wagon over there, too. One of our members made that and decorated it for our boutique. Through Mary Virginia Merrick and friends, the Christ Child was officially founded in 1887. And the first fundraising efforts went to help deserving children in the Washington area. In 1900, the Society adopted its official motto, to work is to pray. Over the next several years, chapters flourished in New York, Nebraska, Massachusetts, Illinois, Ohio, and Maryland. Our first Akron chapter was established in 1911 to assist the increasing foreign population. In 1917, the Akron chapter was suspended due to World War I. In 1956, our founder, Nancy Flanagan, came from Milwaukee and brought the knowledge and enthusiasm of that branch to the Christ Child Society in Akron. The first meeting of the chapter was held on December 7, 1956, with a membership of 8, and Nancy as president. We have our historian right here, so I hope I got that good. Oh, and I also want to recognize our wonderful priest, Father Rosie, who is our priest that helps us out, and he comes to all of our events, and he entertains us with beautiful homilies and things. So we thank you. 37 years he has been our chaplain. Now, here in the Akron area, one of the ways we carry out Mary Virginia Merrick's dreams of clothing and caring for children is through our Christ Child Center. And here it is on Lindbergh Avenue in Cuyahoga Falls. Welcome to our Akron Christ Child Society home, the Karen Beck Center. Karen, you see on the picture, was a former president of our chapter who believed in our work so strongly that she provided a foundation for us. After her death, her family made her dream a reality by purchasing this home for our Akron chapter. So there is our Karen, and there is our home. All right, now we have a video we are going to share with you that shows one of the beautiful parts of our center, which is our clothing center. Now, this video is starting now. Thank you.
Society Clothing Center. We are here at the Beck Family Foundation Clothing Center, and we have been so fortunate to be able to work and fill our clothing orders in this facility, going on our 11th year here. Although the Christ Child Society has operated their clothing center in Akron since 1970. I'm standing in the aisle that is our inventory for boys. We are lucky enough that we are able to spread out. We have six rows that are equivalent to this, where we are able to inventory and house our stock. We fill clothing orders every year for Akron Public School children, as well as students in our charter schools and some parochial schools like St. Mary's. We also work very closely with Project Rise and are in close contact with the social workers in area shelters. They're often contacting us well before the beginning of the school year, so that we are able to provide clothing, new clothing, for those students to start the school year, which makes them and their families certainly feel better. They also contact us throughout the year if there's an emergency, such as a fire or a flood, or emergency removal. In that case, we will even fill a second order for a child in an emergency situation.
For our students whose families are experiencing an economic hardship, loss due to fire, homelessness, or even flooding. The complete uniform consists of polo shirts, uniform pants, undershirts, underwear, socks, hats, gloves, coats, and they also throw in a toothbrush and toothpaste and deodorant when age appropriate. The process to refer students for uniforms is absolutely seamless. You just fill out a Google form, and then one of the volunteers from Christ Child will drop off the uniform package at your school within a week or less. I think the part that amazes me about Christ Child is that it is ran by volunteers and money from donations and fundraisers. You would think that they were a multi-million-dollar company on how well that they are ran. The one thing that I wish I could share with all of you is the look that I see on students' faces and families with them. I hand them over a bag of brand new uniforms. I'm not just giving them uniforms and providing them with hope and building their self-esteem and their self-confidence. And I'm breaking down a barrier for families who maybe don't have the means to do that at that point in time. So I stand with my colleagues and I say, thank you, Christ Child. You are not just a good resource in Akron. You are a true blessing for us school counselors, because I don't know how we would be able to do what we do without you and your support. Thank you so much.
Now, I want to update that a little bit. That was made a couple years ago for another speech that someone was doing, a presentation. Now, because the public schools in Akron don't wear uniforms anymore, we provide other types of clothing. We still do the navy blue and khaki pants, but our buyers have found different shirts for them. And we still do, we do the coats and the hats. Those don't go out of style. So we had to change things up a little bit because they're not in uniform anymore. The other piece we want to talk about is the Bamba socks. Now, I was showing the clothing center around the other day to someone, and she said, Bamba's really does give those socks out. So they really do. So if you're looking for a good pair of socks, you give to Bamba and they give back to us. I think it was about maybe 3,000 pairs of socks we got this year from them, and they are so good and warm for those kiddos. We do, we have our wonderful grant writer. She writes grants, and through our fundraising is how we are able to provide all of these things for the children. And we do give orders to charter schools and Catholic schools where they are needed, and we have a whole process for doing that. We have also added, they mentioned the hygiene, the toothpaste and toothbrush and deodorant. We are working on adding to that hygiene packet for the older students, the different things that they need. There's a big need for those as well. Also, in addition to this, there's another room at our center is called Mary's Closet, and we have two of our chairs sitting back there. And what Mary's Closet is, it provides clothing for after they have the babies till they're two. And we also provide brand new things from Mary's Closet, as well as really beautiful donations from people and the book. We put a book in there too for them. So that is another way that we help children. In our center, besides whole housing, this huge clothing center, we have craft rooms, offices. You see this room up here I'm going to talk about now, and we have storages. Now we're going to shift back to Mary Virginia Merrick's time back in after the Civil War when she grew up. After helping Paul and his family, this group of friends began another service for the underprivileged children in the D.C. area. Mary heard of a child that was going to be born on Christmas Day, and the mother didn't have any money for a crib, blankets, or baby clothes. There in her home was born our Layette program. To this day, Layettes are an integral part of our service as well as all across the United States. Layettes are in every single chapter. And this is a picture. We were packing Layettes on a Saturday. That was a Saturday. And in the room you see, we have them stored for the agencies that come and pick them up. Hospitals and different agencies that help young mothers will let us, we get in contact with them and they come and pick them up. And here are some of our gals. I made them sit for a picture with some of our things. But I wanted to share a layout with you. You know, being a teacher, a former teacher, and a principal, it never leaves. Never. You always got that in you. So I had to do a show and tell here. Here is a crochet blanket that goes in, and we have many members that do this in their home. Maybe they can't get out to do some of our other services, but they crochet and they knit. And we have a group of sewing ladies that come in the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and They come in and they are busy. I went in there, I thought maybe there were six women coming, and I went in to see what they were doing as president because I hadn't been before. And it was like a smooth operation. It was like you were at some big center. They were sewing on machines. They were ironing. They were stitching. And through those ladies, we received many of the things you'll see in this packet. And I think some of them are from Catholic Charities, correct, Mary? And they also work for some of the other agencies during those 2 days. We also had a wonderful group. Can you believe this? Our third president moved to Florida, and she, and when she got to the point where she had to find something fun to do at one of the assistant homes, they created a group called Stitch and Chatter, so they could chatter while they stitched. So every so often, Nikki Trento would receive a wonderful box of little hats and blankets from those beautiful ladies, started by our third president. And she recently died. Of course, she's celebrating in heaven today. And her daughter sent us the last box from Stitch and Chatter. And in there was an unfinished blanket that she had been working on. So one of our members, Diana Harold, beautifully finished it. So now we are going to call our layout room Mary Jane Murphy layout room in honor of her and all of the work. And we have that blanket too we're going to put there.
Okay.
Here's the hat. I know you men are real excited about this issue. You guys don't have to worry about this yet. And we give them bibs. And more bibs. This is we separate boys and girls. Now here are some of our homemade herb cloths. Some of our ladies make these in their home, and the girls in that Catholic Charities group do too.
All right.
Homemade blankets. I know I got to put all this back in here too.
And look at this.
Oh, you guys like these turtles. Hmm? That's all good. And they get a sleep sack. Keep them nice and warm.
All right. What else we got in here?
We have undershirts. And we have little sleepers.
Okay.
We have washcloths. And there's more blankets.
Of course, we got the proverbial diaper cream. Wipes. Gotta have those. Socks.
Look at these little socks.
Diapers are in the bottom.
And we have baby bottles. It's all good.
And
we have books for the little ones. All new books. Just, you know, when you think of how lucky we all are here in this room, and many of us that had children had beautiful showers and families that brought these things to us, and how much these mean to a young mother that has nothing else for her little one. One of the most important things that's in this bag is a note from us that our members handwrite them to the mother and the family, because sometimes, you know, it isn't just a mother, it's a father, it's maybe her mother too, and telling them that we're praying for them and we're giving them encouragement. And then we also put in, we have lots of information for them. They can join the Imagination Library. Every child from Dolly Parton gets a book every month till they're five, no matter what their means are. ABC's a safe sleep. And read to me. And we also, it's also in Spanish on the back, just in case.
They need to have that. And
here is our note. So we have been told how treasured these notes are from these young mothers. So that is our layette. And also, as I said to you, you know, we don't really realize sometimes how lucky we are. And maybe you young men think about your wonderful families that are providing for you to go to a Catholic high school. There was another program we began last year called Refuge Host Homes. Here is a young girl about to have her baby, and one of our newest service projects is to give these young people, this young woman, a shower. And, you know, those showers meant so much to us. I can remember mine for those three kids. What we do is provide food, favors, decorations for this person here, and gifts. The Christ Child Society gives them a tuck and play, which is a nice safe place for them to have that baby to sleep. And the Refuge Host Homes finds a home for this mother to stay in, and I believe she can stay there up to 6 months after the baby's born, so that they have a safe place to stay. It's a great service. This was one of our parties, and this gal was so excited. Her mother came, I believe, all the way from Colombia for the shower, and I couldn't speak Spanish. All I could say was hola and cómo estás. And she so learned those languages, guys. But she just kept saying, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you, and it just meant so much. She was really delightful. So I'm sure we're going to be having another one of those showers soon. The other thing that I have up here on our table that you can take a peek at is we try to be there for every moment in these children's and parents' lives, and sometimes that means there's a loss. So we do provide a bereavement kit for a parent that has lost a child, so they can have something wonderful to wrap the baby in. And then there's a piece of that bereavement kit that goes home, and the mother or dad can keep that as a special reminder. Okay, so we don't stop with clothing. Last year, we started our Mary's Kitchen project, and that was we filled these great big totes with everything somebody would need for a kitchen. And they went to those students who were aging out of foster care, going into their first apartments, and they needed mugs, glasses, plates, and towels, and all kinds of things. So we did give out those totes. So that's something new. Now, besides this layout program, literacy is another common thread of our work. We began this literacy piece by tutoring in Kraft School. And there you see some of our members, Sharon Connor and Patty, and there's a kindergarten teacher there. But we have gone on, thanks to Sharon and Patty and the people that work there, part of our literacy committee, this is something new. This is a book vending machine. And through the efforts of that kindergarten teacher, she wrote a grant to the Gard Foundation, and they provided the machine, and then Christ Child provided the books to put in it. And we went to the grand opening of the machine, and children earn coins, and they can put it in, and then they get a book. And there are all kinds of books in there that appeal to the children. Some diverse, some, you know, I saw in there a Treehouse Mystery book I remember my kids reading. And that machine talks. Maybe you need one of those at home. It says, you have a book, you know, which is so neat. And they earn them. The principal said, I said, well, how did they earn these coins? And she said that the children, there's different things that they can earn them for. And it might be for coming to school all week. Now, can you believe that? So that gets them there because they want a book. One of the first books that dropped out, I think, was the LeBron James book. But hey, if we can get them to read, we can get them to read. So in 2022, we began another journey with books. And it's our St. Augustine Library story. His name is Scott Albacher. He's with the big Notre Dame in Indiana. Came to, Rita Berkeley was our president then, and said, St. Augustine's is one of our ACE schools. That means Notre Dame is helping them keep their school stable, not only financially, but educationally as well. Haven't had a library since 2006. And this is what we walked into. It was just a storage room. Well, our members were thrilled to help. So everybody rallied, cleaned out the old collection, cleaned out the room. We had someone paint beautiful murals. We ordered new books, and this is what it looks like today. We are very, very proud of our library. We have four very faithful ladies that are there every week, but we are getting more volunteers to come in. The children come in and listen to a story, and then they come up with an activity for the season or maybe, you know, the particular time of year to help them. And I know last year was our second year, and one of the teachers told me how much their reading grades went up. And I think with us being there, and the kids are getting to love books, and that's the real thing behind it, is to, I know all of you like to read, and but these children, they come in, and they, Rita's sitting here, I'm thinking of her, she's one of our librarians, and did you get any new Dogman books yet? Have you gotten any more? You know, they love those graphic novels. Well, listen, if they can read, it's okay to read those graphic novels. We have a couple of reflections from those people, so we wanted you to hear that.
Can you tell us your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, you are a student here at St. Augustine School, and you are enjoying the library here. Can you tell us what you like best about the library?
I like all the books and the paintings on the wall, and I like that it has all the posters on the wall over there.
Right, and what do you get to do when you come to the library with your class, besides get books?
We do activities.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thank you very much, and you keep on enjoying the library, okay, Judy?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eva Husky. I'm the principal here at St. Augustine School. Some of the things I like about our library here and all that Christ Child Society has done for us is that, one, they are such caring, wonderful ladies who work with our kids in there every day. They spend so much time putting everything together, making sure everything's ready to go for our children. And they just really have done a lot to bring this library and the love of reading to our school, because without them, I don't think we would have such a great set up there. So it's just been great having them here. We're just so fortunate.
I love seeing those children. They are just enthusiastic, and they are really learning how, through all these wonderful volunteers to and the teachers, to be in the library and what it means. And sometimes you have to problem solve and maybe split up the classes, but they're loving books, and we love that. I don't get to go as often as I would like, but one day when I was there, Rita was introducing me and said I was the president of Christ Child, and so you're all smiling at me. And the next time that I got to come, I was walking in the hall, and this little one ran up to me and said, "The president," and he went down the hall, "The president is here." So he made me feel really good. But it is a great thing to see these kids being in there and loving those books. Now, how do we manage to accomplish so much? Well, we got a lot of prayers going, and we have a lot of wonderful, wonderful volunteers, as we have our people here today. Our members, they like a certain area of service, and, you know, that's what they like to work on. Fundraising and writing grants is how we get all of our money, and through donations, memorials. This is a little add here for our Red Wagon Boutique that is coming up in November. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And we have a luncheon and a style show. I know you men are excited about that. But, you know, there's papers on the table, so even, you know, you might want to take it home and bring some friends. We have a purse parlor. We have a wonderful bake shop, all kinds of yummies. We have mini raffles. We have all kinds of things going on, even if you can't attend the luncheon. So, we also have wonderful, wonderful vendors. Phew, that's a lot of work. Mary Virginia Merrick is now what they call a servant of God. She is on the road to becoming a saint, who we celebrate today, all the saints. It's a long process, and we were told, we went to a convention this summer, and they have a lot of materials ready, some miracles ready, and then it goes to Rome, and it has to be scrutinized and scrutinized. But this wonderful woman did so much during her life for children and for other people. you know, we know she's on that road, and right now she's called servant of God. That's the first step, and then I believe it goes to venerable, right, Father? And then blessed, and then saint. But nonetheless, I imagine she is up there, and she is smiling at all of the wonderful work we do. And this is her favorite saying that we also say. You've heard it in the videos. Nothing is too much to do for a child. We feel that each one of our services is reaching out, helping a child somewhere. One of the literacy things we do in the early, late summer is we go to the children's zoo, and there's a lot of tables there, and the zoo holds this backpack party for the kids that really maybe can't afford to fill their own backpacks. So we are there, and we greet the children, we give them something little, you know, to put in that backpack, and the children they're so excited about going back to school, and that's important, and then you don't mind sitting there at that zoo. Like you said, nothing is too much to do for a child. You know, at our first meeting of the year, I read a piece of scripture to our general meeting from St. Paul, and in it he talked about how each one of us has a role to play. You know, whether we are early stages of life, whether we're a high school student, you know, he said some of you are teachers, some of you are administrators, some of you are, you know, your helpers, you're going out. And it made me think of Christ Child when I read that in the morning, because we each have an important role to play, and you do too. The students, and, you know, I know St. Bede's and Elms and Walsh usually come also, but I think some of them have the day off. Each of the schools, our high schools, we're so proud of them because they do so many things for people. Just like St. Paul says, they go out and they help in the community. One of the things that when we talk about doing something for someone else and thinking about, you know, your Christ in the world, I was so touched, and I'm going to pick on Hoban because I was driving down from Talmadge, and I was on Case Avenue going somewhere in South Akron. And there I saw the Hoban van. So naturally I perked up. You know, we're a Hoban family. And there the kids were getting out of, they were working with the homeless. And I didn't want to leave because the joy on their faces was just beautiful. And they weren't afraid to touch those homeless people or to, you know, to be around them. And I thought, wow, I said, that is so good. When they posted something on Facebook, I had to say something about that because no matter what we do, whether we are working with the homeless or we're working with the children, or maybe you're working out at a home for older folks, you're following Christ's mission, and that is so important. All of us have some kind of an important work to do for the kingdom at different parts of your life. Recently, I took two of those grands to see a movie, and we went to see Transformers. Did you guys see the movie yet or not? Is it too little for you guys? There you go. Thank you. There you go. And you know, if you have grands, you sit there and you sometimes I think to myself, okay, I'm going to sleep through this one. You know, and you have the popcorn and things going on. But I did watch this movie, and I knew why God said to me, you need to watch this movie, Betty. You need to pay attention. Because one of Optimus Prime's statements hit home to me at almost the very conclusion, after, you know, they had all the adventures and the wars went on and all that stuff went on. He had something important to say. He said, as he was saying it to his fellow Transformers, as you all know, we have a cog right here. And that's what makes those Transformers do those fantastic things. But Optimus Prime said that's not enough. Along with that card, you have to have a spark. We all have hearts. We've got those cogs, and hopefully they're all working well, and then you have a heart for someone else. But how much you give, whether to a group like Christ Child Society or to something else that you do or to your families, use that heart and let that spark out. The world needs you. Thank you. I'll say one more thing. There are on the table. There is a folder. There is a brochure. And you, if you are not a member, hold it up, and you want to take it home and look at it. It talks about us again, and it also talks about how to become a member. Boys, you might want to take one home, give it to your mother, say, this is a young lady there, this is a good thing for you to do, Mom. It'll get her out of the house, guys, and out. All right? Take them home. And be sure to stop by and take a peek. The Red Wagon story is framed over there. We got our wagon, and then the little bereavement kit. I would like to end, though, on your tables, you have a Christ Child prayer, and we always say this prayer at the beginning of our meetings, no matter if they're small meeting or big meeting. So let's all join in now and say this Christ Child prayer. Remember the sacrifice of your own and only child, all children everywhere throughout the world, and grant that, like your son, as they increase in years, they may grow in grace and wisdom before you, and in the sight of all, for the improvement and saving of the world. Jesus, the friend of little children, bless the little children of the whole world. And on the back is Mary Virginia Merrigan. When you are praying, maybe you say a prayer for her canonization. And I'd like to thank my electronic whiz here, Terry Tolson, Christ Child member, who spent so much time putting all of this together for us. So thank you, Terry.
Thank you so much, Patty. Very impressive presentation. Our next First Friday Club gathering, by the way, if you have questions, please hold those up or get them written down and hold them up, and we have board members who will pick them up. Our next First Friday Club will be here on Friday, December 6th. Our program will feature Father Mike McCandless, pastor of Holy Family Parish in Stowe, whose topic will be Lessons and Observations from a New Pastor. If you're listening to our podcast on our website, we invite you to join us in person. You can make reservations by sending a check for $25 to the First Friday Club, P.O. Box 13291, Fairlawn 44334, or you can call us at 330-535-7668 each month, or on our website for the First Friday Club of Greater Akron and order tickets on Eventbrite. We're finishing up our schedule for next year. We're running a little late, but we'll have it ready any day now. Bishop Malesic will be joining us again next year, which will be wonderful because we haven't been able to connect with him every year. We hope that some of you will join us for next year, too. Also, something else we'd like to remind you about. This year, the First Friday Club is participating in We Give Catholic. Early giving starts Saturday, November 23rd. If you're online and going, go to We Give Catholic to support your parish or your school or some other organization. Don't forget the First Friday Club, and help us out too if you can. If you don't go online, you can use the envelopes that we had at the table at the front, I believe. Oh, they're at your table too. Okay. And you can mail those back to us. If you have any questions, ask Board Member Steve there. He's the one who's coordinating that effort. These donations help us continue to support our programming. Now I'd like to recognize folks who are here. Please give us a wave if you're a first-time attendee at the First Friday Club of Greater Akron. Welcome. Please come back. We have representatives from Archbishop Hoban High School. Give us a wave. And I'd like to recognize the board members of the First Friday Club. Great grand board members. Okay, now for the questions and answers.
I paid him off. There's candy on the tables.
She can read her own questions.
Yeah. Alrighty. One of them is a comment. The Christ Child Society provided layettes to the newborns of St. Thomas Hospital. And that was a great place. All my kids were born there. This person says, do you remember this from the 1960s? And then, you know, how sad it was that the maternity ward closed there as well as the hospital in the early 1990s. The question, Christ Child Society moved to evening meetings some years ago. In the beginning, I know we must have met in our homes. That was before my time. And we worked in our homes to do all the extra things. What other volunteer opportunities are there for working women? All right. I was a working woman when I started. I was a principal. No, I wasn't principal yet. I was a teacher. Mom had three kids. And I was working on my master's, so I could be a principal. But we have opportunities when we pack. We pack on Saturdays. The other day, we packed in the afternoon so that we have members that might not like to drive at night, so they could do that. During the day, you can also volunteer at St. Augustine's Library. We have every Monday and Wednesday from almost February on, our ladies are at the craft center, the center. They are crafting, they are making floral pieces for our boutique. So that's another thing you can come to during the day. Help me think of something else. Terry?
Online things, social media help. Working on our database that we're working on.
Yeah, we are working on our
home.
We're working. You can do that. We have three members that are working on that at home to make it better.
You can crochet at home.
And you can crochet. You can knit at home. There's lots of things you could do at home. And maybe you might want somebody could think of something else they could do at home.
Make birth class.
Make birth class. Yes, gentlemen. How about that? Do you have home ec places? They're not. If I can do them, anybody can do them. That's all good. So, any other questions?
Somebody asked about how they could make a donation today for the Christ Child Society.
Oh, how nice. You know, there's a bookmark I gave to people that were named Christ Child. I think there's a QR code on that for donations. If you would like to make a donation, you could come see me and I'll put it in my pocket.
Better apron.
Yeah. My apron. That's why I got this apron for all these donations. Or a check, and it's on the...
I can give that person a QR code.
Okay, good. All right. Or a check. And then, like I said, we would love to have you come to our Red Wagon Boutique and Luncheon. What else, Chip?
You can go to the website, too.
And you can go to our website that is on the brochure. And we also, I don't want to cut into First Friday Club Giving, but... We're also doing the We Give Catholic. So I guess you go to that thing and you can just load up everybody. So thank you. Anybody else? Yes, dear.
Our organization is not for just Catholics.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up. Thank you so much. It isn't. It is for women and men. When we went to the convention this summer, I'm looking at you, Mike Carroll. There were three or four gentlemen there that were actual members. Now, our husbands and significant others are so helpful in our organization. Last year, they filled our truck. They drive the truck. They were there filling the truck for us to take over to the Hilton. So, you know, the men can come along too, but we are very blessed. We have a lot of women now that... are of different faith backgrounds, and it is just beautiful to embrace everybody because, you know, we all believe in our God, and we all know that we need to do some good things for His kingdom here. Doesn't it matter? It's the same God we're praying to, so we're delighted. I'm glad you mentioned that. And this year when we have, we always have an afternoon or evening of reflection, and we are going to have it in one of our Christ Child Members churches in Cuyahoga Falls. So we'll be posting that when it comes time. So that'll be beautiful. So we can all celebrate together. Anything else? And again, I am so, my heart is just so warm seeing so many people coming. It makes me feel good. So thank you. Yes?
Just a clarification. The bookmarks which have that QR code are over there on the table, so people can access.
Yeah, I did send some out to people that needed them.
But they are right there on the table.
Right.
They're on the table, so people
okay, good.
Who don't
All
have
right.
one can go there.
Thank you, and have a great weekend. Thank you.
Oh,
I'll tell people when Mike is done talking, because you come over there, we'll get a nice picture of all of us, okay? All right, thank you, Clark.
Oh, and.
Just push him out of the way.
Can't take the teacher out of that place.
Or the principal.
Center, you know, you're used to being the center of attention. And everybody pays attention. So.
That's right. I was watching.
She did a good job.
Thank you.
We were all paying attention. It's now my pleasure to introduce Archbishop Hovind's student, Caitlin Llewellyn, who will offer our closing prayer.
To close today, we pray with the words from the Prayer of All Saints' Day from the book, To Light Their Way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O God, who hold all times and trials, all saints and all souls in the palm of your hand, we thank you for the great cloud of witnesses that go before us. We know we are surrounded by a great body of believers. We know we do not enter or depart this world alone, but in the lineage of many, those we hold dear, and those we've heard stories of, and those who've walked this earth so much earlier than us that we can only dream up of who they might have been. We thank you for those women and men of faith who went before us, who lived real-life struggles and made real-life mistakes, for their fingerprints on our world have much to teach us. We thank you for the men and women of faith who went before us, who refused to give up on you, Lord, who walked ways that followed Jesus. For all the souls who have left this world, for all those of great faith who sacrificed much, we thank you for their examples that show us which paths to take and which to leave covered in brambles. We know that no matter where life takes us, we are never alone. Your spirit dwells within and among us, and we have a great cloud of witnesses that go before us. By faith, help us to not lose heart. Help us to not grow weary. By faith, help us walk like faithful generations before us. May we know that faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. May we be lifted by the intercession of these men and women, both today and every day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Caitlin. I want to thank everyone for coming, and hopefully we'll see many of you back here next month on December 6th.